Julie.
Hi, Gwendolyn. I'm going down to the basement to hunt for spiders.
Why?
You wouldn't understand. It's a guy thing. Got a jam?
Wait, did you know this Sunday's Valentine's Day?
So?
So I was wondering... Would you like to be my Valentine?
Why?
You wouldn't understand. It's a girl thing.
Freeze, Winslows! Oh, hi, Gwendolyn.
Hello, Mr. Urkel.
Oh, mister. I like the sound of that. It rings of respect, maturity, and poise. Son, where's Lara?
I don't know.
Lara! Lara!
She must be gone.
Oh, she wants me to think that she's gone. But I'm not falling for it.
Mr. Urkel, I need some advice.
Well, about what?
Romance. I want Richie to be my Valentine, but he seems not to pay any attention to me. Do you think there's another woman?
Well, I doubt it.
Then I guess he just doesn't like me.
Oh, piss, Tosh. What have you been eating, kid? Everybody likes you.
Then how come I can't get that delicious dude to notice me?
Well, don't you worry, Gwendolyn. I will get you and Richie together. You see, I'm an expert when it comes to l'amour. Take the luscious Lara Winslow, for example. The little minx absolutely adores me. But she disguises her undying love for me with what appears to be total repulsion. It's a classic case of denial. But I'm on to her little games. Yep, and it's impossible for her to put one over on Stephen Q. Urkel. Cheering you up already.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Please come back.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Evening.
Calm down, Harriet. You're overreacting.
I am not. I don't ever want to go to that restaurant again.
Well, that's just as well, because we'll probably never be allowed to go back in that restaurant again.
What?
Oh, nothing. Never mind.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't nothing never mind me, Carl. If you have something to say, just spit it out.
All right, Harriet. You were a little abrasive tonight.
Abrasive? I was not abrasive.
Well, yeah. Maybe abrasive is the wrong word. Maybe a better word is loud.
Loud!
Like that. And you got louder every time you made the maitre d' move us to another table.
Carl, our first table was right next to the entrance, where everybody was waiting to be seated. I do not like 30 people hanging over my shoulder saying, "Hey, senora, can you eat a little faster?"
I understand that. So they picked up all our stuff and moved us.
Yeah, right next to the bathrooms. Ordinarily, I'd like a table next to the water. But not when it's swirling around a porcelain tank.
I understand that. So they picked up all our stuff and moved us again.
And deliberately sat us next to a cigar smoker.
You know, you were rude to that guy, Harriet.
I simply put out a cigar.
In his soup.
Did I embarrass you, Carl? Is that the problem?
Yes, Harriet. To be quite frank, I was embarrassed. And so were all the other customers.
No, they weren't.
Harriet, they applauded when we left. The valet gave me a tip.
Oh, no, 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 Carl. You're wrong. The maitre d' gave me a 2-for-1 coupon.
Look at it again, Harriet. It's to another restaurant.
Carl, I am not a weak, wimpy woman that's afraid to speak her mind. When I'm unhappy about something, I say so. And it would be nice if you would support me sometimes instead of hiding behind your napkin worrying about what other people think.
I do not care what other people think.
You most certainly do.
I do not. And keep your voice down. The neighbors might hear. Mail's here. Would you like to see it?
Just put it on the table. I'll look at it later.
You mean this table, or would you like to move to another table?
Hi, guys.
I'm going shopping. I'll see you later.
Oh, would you like me to come along?
Oh, no. You know how I act in public. I wouldn't want to embarrass you.
Oh, you're right. You might get us banned from the market, too.
Do I sense some marital discord? Might I suggest a romantic dinner for two at a cozy little restaurant? I know a wonderful little place where they give you doggy bags in the shape of swans.
Steve.
Well, what's the matter, darling?
I can't find any tissue.
Oh, well, here. Use my hanky. And by all means, keep it.
Thanks.
Now, tell Stevie what's bothering his little Lara Poo.
Ted and I had a terrible fight.
Oh, but wait. What happened?
Well, I went to the cafeteria to meet Ted for lunch. He was blatantly flirting with Chantel Schwartz.
That Ted, what happened?
Well, you know how Chantel is. First, she wiggled past him. And then she said, "Hello, Teddy. You're looking fine, baby."
Oh, that tramp.
And do you know what he said?
Now what?
He said, "Thanks, so do you." So then I told him that he should put his eyes back in his sockets. And then he said my jealousy was getting out of hand. So then I said his flirting was getting out of hand. So then he said maybe we've been seeing too much of each other. So then I said maybe we should cool it for a while. And before I knew it, we were breaking up.
Tragedy in your life. You're just gonna have to pull yourself together and look on the bright side.
What bright side?
Well, now you're free to find Mr. Right. And who knows? Mr. Right could be Mr. Right under your nose.
What?
Well, sure, baby. In a few hours, you just may say to yourself, hey, Steve is looking kind of hunky. Only a desperate loser would pursue a woman on the rebound. I'll do it. For the lovely Laura Winslow.
Steve, what are you up to now?
Read the tag.
Open this box and get a chocolate surprise.
Surprise! Sweet for my sweet. Wait. At least taste the nutty one in the middle.
No, thanks. I'm on a no-pest diet. Take that silly thing off.
Boys, not my ear, my ear. Marley Winslow. Winslow, will you be my Valentine?
Steve, every year you ask me to be your Valentine. And every year I turn you down. What made you think this year would be different?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought that since you and Ted broke up, well, you might be feeling kind of lonely. And since I'm always lonely, well, I thought that maybe we could be each other's Valentine. And for a short while, a few bittersweet hours, we could help guide each other through the rocky shoals of human heartache.
Oh, Steve, that's beautiful.
Thanks. Kermit said that to Miss Piggy and the Muppets Go Hawaiian.
Listen, I might agree to be your Valentine. But only on one condition.
Well, what's that?
There can't be any lip contact.
Ah. The ignominious no lip clause. Well, you know, baby, I'm a pretty hard-nosed negotiator, and I...
Take it or leave it.
I'll take it.
Happy Valentine's Day, Steve.
Happy Valentine's Day, Laura. Richie, why, you cut quite a dashing figure.
Why do I have to wear my dress-up clothes? I haven't worn this stuff since Uncle Louie bought the farm.
I didn't know your Uncle Louie died.
He didn't. He bought a farm. We had a big party and got dressed up for it.
Oh, I see. Well, have a seat, and your waiter will be with you in a moment.
Waiter?
It's all part of the big surprise I promised you. Just relax and enjoy.
Good evening, Mr. Crawford, and welcome to Shea Winslow.
Eddie?
Yes, I'm Edward, and I'll be serving you this evening.
What's going on?
Would you like something to drink while you wait for your dinner companion?
My what?
Good evening, Gwendolyn.
Good evening, Mr. Urkel. Is everything going okay?
Perfectly.
I'm feeling a little nervous.
Just do as I told you, and everything will be just fine. Anna, could you show Gwendolyn to a table?
Let me see if I have one available. Table one! You look very pretty tonight, Gwendolyn.
Thank you. I try.
Richie, what a surprise.
Gwendolyn, what's going on here?
It's Valentine's Day. Here, Richie, this is for you.
Roses are red. Some socks are black. Won't you be my Daddy Mac?
I wrote that one myself. Gwendolyn, this yucky goo goo stuff makes me nauseous.
I just want you to be my Valentine.
That's all?
That's all.
Okay, then. If it's that big a deal to you, I'll be your Valentine.
Really?
Really. Now let's blow out this candle and watch some cartoons.
Whatever you say, dear.
Mrs. Winslow?
Yes, Mr. Winslow.
Would you accept a dozen roses as an apology for the reprehensible behavior of your foolish husband?
Nope.
Oh. Well, how about if I throw in a 2-pound box of chocolates?
Now you're talking.
Honey, you know, I just hate it when we fight.
Me too.
You know what I realized a few moments ago?
That you couldn't sneak a piece of this candy without breaking the seal?
Besides that. No, I realized that I was angry at you for being stubborn and pushy at the restaurant.
And I was angry at you for being wimpy and indecisive.
I know. But, you know, I guess another word for stubborn is strong-willed. And another word for pushy is assertive. Sweetheart, one of the main reasons why I fell in love with you is because you're a strong and assertive woman.
I guess other words for wimpy and indecisive could be tolerant and understanding. Those are the things that I've always loved about you.
Do you remember when we bought this house? You were so strong and assertive that the seller came down 10 grand just to get you off his back.
You know, Carl, maybe the qualities that we admire about each other are also the qualities that annoy us. I mean, depending on the circumstances.
You're right. But you know, no matter how angry I get at you, sweetheart, I will always love you from the very bottom of my heart.
I love you too, Carl.
Hey, Mrs. Winslow. Will you be my Valentine? I'll take that as a yes.